This is Akasvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Census 2027 will start on the 1st of next month. Census 2027 will be the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. Addressing a press conference today, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, informed the House listing operations will be done in a 30-day period between 1st April and 30th September this year by the states and union territories. He added the self-enumeration facility has been provided in Census 2027 and it can be done in a 15-day time period just before the House listing operations of 30 days begin. Mr. Narayan shared that the self-enumeration portal will be available in 16 languages. The Election Commission of India issued the notification for the assembly election in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of assembly poll in West Bengal today. With the issuance of notification, filing of nomination papers has begun in the states. Single phase polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting for 152 constituencies in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of next month. The last date for filing of nominations is the 6th of next month, while scrutiny papers will be taken up by the next day. The last date for the withdrawal of candidature is the 9th of the next month. The Lok Sabha passed the Insolvency Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 by voice vote today. The bill, which was initially referred to a select committee, has been introduced to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016 to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. Speaking about the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code has been a key factor in improving the health of the country's banking sector, particularly in resolving stressed assets. The central government has allocated 4,900 crore for Arunachal Pradesh under Pride of Hills component of special assistance to states for capital investment 2026 to 2027. Under the SASCI schemes, about 25,000 crore has been allocated for nine hill states. The scheme is aimed at addressing the unique financial and developmental challenges faced by hill states due to difficult terrain, inaccessibility, low population density, and limited revenue generating capacity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu expressed gratitude to the central government in a social media post. He said the allocation of ₹4,900 crore for Arunachal Pradesh will help to improve fiscal stability and invest further in creating revenue generating assets. In Arunachal Pradesh, Rajasthan Divas was celebrated under Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak and First Lady Anaga Parnayak and members of Rajasthani community serving in the state participated in their celebration. Addressing the gathering, the governor appreciated the Rajasthani community for their contributions to the development of Arunachal Pradesh. He also urged them to actively participate in waste management initiatives and join the fight against social challenges and health issues. The governor, who has been associated with the Rajputana Rifles, hosted a high tea and interacted with guests and participants. Bihar Chief Minister and Janata Dal United President Nitish Kumar has resigned from his membership of the State Legislative Council, complying with constitutional provisions after his recent election to the Rajya Sabha. JDU MLC Sanjay Gandhi submitted Nitish Kumar's resignation letter to the Chairman of the Legislative Council, Awadesh Narayan Singh. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said a total of 75 projects worth 61,000 crore rupees have been approved under Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme program. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw described the approval of the next tranche of applications under the ECMS as a significant milestone. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.